Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Paul. You sure made a beautiful home or helped to.
Well, we sure did. We had a lot of help, Kim, a lot of help.
Wow. It was so much fun. I actually got to go out there Thursday and just see the whole thing. It was just extraordinary to me to see how many people were out there, the fire truck squirting everybody. It was just.
Yeah, the firemen helping me build my fort there.
Oh.
Well, how much can you tell us about what's going on inside the home? We've had some photos of what's going on the outside. We're going to have to wait for the show on that.
Well, no, I can tell you a few things on the inside. One is a safe box, which is a room that can withstand winds up to 300 miles an hour. And we did some testing where we shot an air 2x4s at this thing at like 250 miles an hour, no damage. So maybe give the family a little bit of ease there.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then a lot of other cool things, you know, that we've learned. You know, we this is a learning process for us, too. So a mirror behind the stove, just simple things like a mirror behind the stove that you can see what's cooking there on the back burners, you know,
mm-hmm.
because Amy is at a different level than us standing up. She's in a wheelchair. So that allows her to see what's burning in the, you know, what's cooking in those big pots and pans on the back burners.
Paul, what can you tell us about interacting with the Hawkins family, about interacting with Amy, this heroic woman?
What I took away from Amy was, you know, and we talked about this a lot. We talked amongst us, amongst our crew, and we talked about a woman here who we you know, originally we thought, well, she made the choice to save her children. I don't believe she did make the choice. I think instinctually she just saved her children. I think any mother across America would do that very same thing. So I think this story is not just the story about Amy, but it's the story about motherhood and what goes along with that. Certainly what goes along with that in a positive way of looking out for your children. I know Amy, and she has said this, that she would do it over again. If she had the choice to make, she would make that choice, that she would give up her ability to walk for saving her children. So taking away that is what I took away was that Mother Nature both, you know, took away their house, but Mother Nature also had Mom act in a way that was really good.
Paul, I think you have awesome opportunities here to change people's lives through what you do on the program, but then also because of the platform you have on the show, there's some health issues and some aspects that you're involved with Gold Standard. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Doug, Gold Standard. I, along with Women Heart and the Association of Black Cardiologists, have formed a campaign, national campaign, to make people aware of high cholesterol. And we call it our Gold Standard. It's the Gold Standard we want you to be at. There's a great webpage, www.goalstandard.com, which really takes you through questions you need to ask your doctor to find out what your numbers are, what they mean when it comes to high cholesterol, low cholesterol. It can be very confusing. It was to me, and it's not that difficult as long as we open that conversation with our doctors, because you need to get the blood work done. You need to know what those numbers are. Heart disease kills most of us. It's one of the leading causes of death here, and I think the leading cause of death in America. You know, for me, it's eating right, it's exercising, and I'm on medication that keeps my numbers to where they're supposed to be.